Good day. This is the Farm Market News broadcast number 62 for Wednesday, September 14th. I'm Dave Sims. The Ice Futures Canada canola market finished higher on Wednesday on chart-based trading. Canola was anywhere from $1 to $2 above unchanged, with the most active November contract at $457.80 a ton. That's up $1.30. The market corrected itself after 2 days of losses. The Canadian dollar was slightly weaker relative to its U.S. counterpart, which made canola more enticing to foreign buyers. Wet conditions have slowed harvest across Western Canada, while frost was recorded in some regions earlier this week. That mixture, along with questions over how China will treat future Canadian canola imports, has placed some uncertainty into the market. However, on the other side, losses in vegetable oil, U.S. soybeans, and crude oil were bearish for canola. Recent reports have called for largest than expected soybean production in the U.S., as well as a very large canola crop in Australia, and that also limited today's advances. Milling, wheat, barley, and durum were all untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., soybeans were a cent lower. The November contract was at $9.43 a bushel. Some traders are betting that the worst is behind them after the USDA released its bearish production report on Monday. Prices are still near their lowest point in 4 months, but some light buying was underway today. Argentina also announced they won't be lowering their export tax on soybeans despite a previous promise to do so. That tax will stay at 30%. Corn was 1 to 2 cents higher, with the December contract checking in at $3.31 a bushel. The corn market was also seeing a bit of a correction higher after prices were nearing their lowest point in 7 years. Rain in parts of the U.S. Corn Belt was slowing down the harvest, even as demand for ethanol was on the rise. Corn likely saw some chart-based trading early in the session. Wheat rose 2 cents with the most active December contract at $4.03 a bushel. The market was initially lower for much of the morning due to this week's monthly USDA report, and also on concerns there won't be enough storage space for much of the U.S. grain crop. Domestic wheat reserves could actually be at their highest point in 30 years. However, values did rise shortly before the close. Commercials were out bargain hunting, and France's soft wheat production will be 30% lower than last year. So that's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Wednesday, September 14th. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.